Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week, from Mike Hammer, Lindsay Blue, and from Dallas, Barry Jenner, and the star of Super Password, Bert Cundy.
Hello. Hi, Hiya. Hi, you got it. Come sit down, baby. Okay. There you are. Hi, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. What a nice group.
Mixing time.
Thank you so much. Boy, baseball season really rolls around quick, doesn't it? They're all here. Thank you so much for tuning us in. Welcome to Super Password. As always, it's wonderful to have you at home with us and all of you here as well. And these two are lovely people, I must say. One lovely person has been here before, and thank God she's back again.
Thank you.
And this gentleman, it's your first
time
here?
Yes, yes, lovely.
The lovely Barry Jenner. Your first time here.
Yes.
We're always very good to rookies. They usually do very well here.
Oh, good. No
pressure. How did he play before when you guys were warming up and practicing?
Great.
He did play well?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Slight overstatement.
Slight overstatement?
Yes.
Well, anyway, first of all, I want to say congratulations to you. It's great to have your show back on the air.
Thank you.
Because, as most of you all know, Mike Hammer.
In fact, when I was here last year, I told you we were going to come back.
That's right.
I just had the faith.
You had the faith you were going to come back, and you
yes.
have, and that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Everything's okay. It's good. It worked well, and
mm-hmm.
everybody's happy.
I'm pleased.
Yeah. Me too. Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas.
Tell us about Dallas.
Dallas, it's a television show that that person watches.
One person. I don't know why you're such a hit if only one person is watching. Tell us what's going on the show.
Well, there's a lot of trouble between myself and Mr. Ewing.
No.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big trouble.
Oh, boy,
Thank
you don't want to cross him for too
yes.
long, you
He's
know.
Trouble.
You're big
He's
trouble.
He's tough.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
tough.
And, mm-hmm. and you could be out of there, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's no Mr. Rogers, you know.
That's what they say. Okay, gang, if you're ready to go, we are kind of in the middle of things here, but let's bring on Ted and Mona first and get on with it. Here we go. Hi, Mona. Nice to see you. Come on, Ted. Nice to see you again. As I said, we're in the middle of a game here, but at this point, let's see what we have here. Mona, tell us about yourself once again, if you will, please.
I'm Mona Shipley, and my home base is a very small town called Hurlong. It's on an Army depot in Northern California.
It's on an Army depot?
Yes. Uh-huh. And everybody is gathered around the TV in the school they're watching today.
Really? Oh, how
it's
wonderful.
It's a big deal there.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear it. It's kind of a big deal here for us, too, as a matter of fact. Mona, welcome and good luck to you. And Ted... Ted is our current champion. He has $1,800 so far. Ted, tell us about yourself.
Well, Bert, my name is Ted Wells, and I'm a native of Los Angeles, and I'm a manager trainer and for a West German manufacturing company.
Ah, das ist right. I forgot about that. That's right. Okay, well, I'm glad. How did you spend your weekend? Taking Poland, okay? Sorry. Did you say that? Sorry, just right out of my mouth. We can cut that camera. They'll never see that at home. No, okay. Just want to be sure I have protection. Well, anyway, as I said, we are in the middle of a game. Ted has $200 and Mona has $100. And that wonderful sound means you get to start with the cash word. No, you don't either. Ted does. I'm terribly sorry.
Right now,
we bring the rookie in and give him the toughest thing there is
Nothing
to do.
Like a little pressure at the start.
The cash word is worth $4,000, so there's a lot of money, too. I'll show everybody at home.
Oh, boy.
And there it is, okay? Four grand. Now, sir, you're going to have three chances to communicate this word to Ted, okay? Mm-hmm. We'll show everybody at home what the cash word is. Three clues you get. And if you're ready, we're ready for clue number one. What a way to start you off, huh?
Dominion.
Rule.
All right, clue number two.
Entire.
Empire.
Yes! Yeah, that was great. Fantastic. No, that was a bad one.
Totally good. Yeah, Koji played
great. Wow.
Yes, thank you.
Can I go now?
Well, that's our show. Thank you for my goodness, and I'm talking about a rookie, and he gives two clues and gets the cash word. Nice going, Ted. Well, okay. Now what are we going to do? Now we're going to break away, I guess. Yes, with Ted having $200 and Mona has $100, we will change partners and break away for our first little commercial break here.
He didn't take it. What's going on?
I just heard a little something out of the corner of my ear. Don't give me a chance here. Okay, we're back. $300 puzzle coming your way. We are playing, incidentally, for $15,000 over there in the end game. A lot of money at stake here. 15 grand is not so bad. Okay, if you're ready, Lindsay and Barry are given the clues. Here comes the first word of the $300 puzzle. And there it is. And Barry, you'll start us off, please. Can you see it in there all right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We're ready, sir.
Springy.
Bouncy.
That's it. It's a perfect clue. I don't know. You've given three clues so far, and you're doing pretty well.
Four grand in the hole for
first on the board is Bouncy, Mona, and you need this to stay in this game.
I know. It's the Easter Bunny.
Is it the Easter Bunny? I'm sorry to disappoint you. Must be a mistake over there somewhere. Next word, please, if you're ready. There it is. Barry, please.
Wasp's
nest.
Okay. Lindsay?
Bee.
Sting.
Correct.
Not too hard. Bouncy sting for the game, Ted. You can win it right here.
Mosquito.
Is it a mosquito? No. Okay, it's a bouncy sting. Next word, please. Oh, no, they're not going to have anything to do with each other. Watch. What? I told you. Lindsay?
Janice.
Joplin?
Yeah, that's right. Very nice. Perfectly. Bouncy, Sting, and Joplin. Ted for the game.
Ragtime.
Is it ragtime? Yes, it is. Jimmy, piano style. Whoa. Not bad. Boy, I was just going to say that, too.
Yeah, right.
I had that. I knew. Did you know what it was?
No.
My goodness. Did you have
any? No.
Who had an idea? You're the only person in the room.
Scott Joplin.
I know, but we're all thinking Janice. I'm thinking bouncy mosquitoes. What could it possibly be? Nice going. Well, Mona, he did a remarkable thing there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know what it was, but that's not unusual.
I'm impressed.
I'm too, as a matter of fact. Mona, I'm sorry we have to say goodbye to you and all your gang out there.
Sorry, too.
You leave us with $100. Gina will have some presents for you, and we thank you for being with us.
I spent it already.
I'm sure you did.
Thank you.
Let's go play for 15. Come on. That was amazing. No, we're on. Can you see over Ted's?
Yes.
Okay. Do you need any help with that?
No.
Oh, okay. Ted, try to keep your mind on the game here. This is your second time. Okay, second time over here. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You're counting up the letters because you can see. I'm going to give you 10 letters beginning with the word N and continuing through W.
Okay.
N through W. Every word you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get all 10 right, I'll give you $15,000. Okay. Now, Lindsay, you know you have 60 seconds.
Okay? Yeah.
Would you like to see your first word up there on the board?
Yes.
All right, here comes the first word. And there it is. That's a good thing to do. Nice, deep breath, relax. Okay, good luck. Ready, and go.
Penny.
Nickel.
O.
Cookies.
Oreo.
P.
Soda.
Pop.
Q.
Pheasant.
Quail.
R.
Apartment.
Rent.
S.
Space.
Solar.
Receiver.
Slot.
It's pass.
T.
Japan.
Tokyo.
U.
Distressed.
Urgent. Emergency. Urgency.
Pass.
V.
Summer.
Valentine.
Holiday.
V.
Trip.
Vacation.
W.
Loser.
Winner.
S.
Servant. Sender.
Spaceship. Receiver. Pass.
Solar. Sonar.
No. Too bad. Well, it's a dish.
I think the name of the
satellite.
Yeah, or communications, maybe. Yeah, it's easy to think of. Yeah, over there. I do very well over there.
Yes.
You notice. And the other one was, you said. What did you
distressed.
Say for you? Distressed.
You.
If you said stomach, I think maybe that
upset.
Would've, yeah, that might have helped. See how good I am over there? Boy, I'm great.
It's so easy.
You're doing very well. You got 8 out of 10. Any place else, that's a home run. You know. With that $800 to your score, you can come back again.
Yes.
And you're playing very, very well, so the chances are that you might do that. You now have $6,900, which is not so bad.
The next time, Super Pass will be worth $20,000. We'll break away and come back. See you in a minute.
Oh, you did great. And you passed right on the right when you said it. That was perfect.
Yes.
That was amazing.
It
seemed like you had so much.
Next time.
Next time. Thank you. We're back.
Somebody else
now. It's so funny, you know. Some people are asking me what happens while we're gone, because we always come back laughing and having a good time. Terry, just our stage manager, just telling me as I'm walking back, she talks. You know, she always counts it down. Like when you come on, she goes 5, 4, 3, 2. But she speaks that way in conversation. We're walking back here. She says, "Oh, you know, I went away for the weekend. I went skiing 15. And when we were there, it was so great because it wasn't too crowded and the skiing was great 10. And I feel that." You know, you do that. You count me down while we're talking. Okay. If you're ready to go, I'm ready to go. Ted, don't be disappointed.
I'm not.
You did very well. And we were also saying while you were gone that I think it's the first time since we've been on the air that one of our celebrities had enough time to pass twice. You came back to the S and passed again. I mean, that's how well you were doing. You'll do fine. Don't worry. Here comes our next player. Jan, come on in, won't you?
Hi,
Jan.
Hi.
Yes.
Well, Jan, you can finally speak.
I know.
We can finally talk.
Officially say hello.
I've been trying to get you to say hello for I don't know how long now.
I know you have.
Yes, well, I'm no dummy, you know, after all. Tell us about yourself, won't you?
Sure. My name is Jan Stein, and I'm from Santa Barbara, California. And I'm married to a wonderful husband named Richard.
80 guys just went.
And I'm a part-time nursing instructor at Ventura College.
Okay.
And we put out great graduate nurses.
Yes?
Yes. Excellent.
You're feeling a little faint, are you?
Yeah, I was just going to say, would you test this? Because it's not.
Sure will.
Oh, you son of a gun. All right, well, welcome to you, Jan, and
thank
good luck
you.
Too. And if you're
thank
ready to go, gang, here we go. We're playing for $20,000. $100 puzzle coming up first, and let's go, shall we? Lindsay and Barry are giving the clues. Here comes the first word. 5. Barry, please.
Munching.
Crunching.
Okay. Lindsay?
Chomping.
Chewing.
That'll do it, yeah. Very good. Actually, excellent clue, sir. We have on the board chewing. Ted, please.
Could it be tobacco?
Could it be tobacco?
Oh!
Give me Camel's Havana cigar or leaf. Okay. Moving right along. Unbelievable. That's just great. Well, when you're hot, as he said, you know. Let's cool him off. Let's take a commercial. All right, Jan? All right, here you go. We'll be back in just a moment with the $200 puzzle. Don't go away. It's always fun when that happens in the first word. Usually the first word, and sometimes you go away, you know. Okay. We are back. $200 puzzle. The cash word is worth $1,000, thanks to Ted, who just cleaned us out. We are playing for $20,000. That's what we're here doing. And if you're ready to go, Ted and Jan giving the clues, here comes your first word of the $200 puzzle. Let's show everybody at home. They have it. Jan, if you will.
Roman
Empire.
Okay. Ted?
Citizen.
Italian.
Grazie. Grazie, prego, pronto. We have Italian on the board. It's all I know. What do you think that could be?
Is it a pizza?
Is it a pizza? Oh!
Thank you.
Mamma mia.
Unbelievable. What I don't understand is the minute you said pizza, he said, yeah. Ted said, that's right. He knew.
A skill.
A million things went through my mind. All of a sudden, I just said,
you understand, the first clue is always kind of a joke around here. You always say something silly because you don't. Well, we can do 8 shows today. At this pace, okay. Well, that's $300 for Ted. And Jan, if you ever get a chance, you might get something up there. Cash word time again. He probably knows what the word is now. I'll tell you what the hell with the clues. Tell us what it is, Ted.
It's,
All right.
You want a word?
Never mind. Here we go. Show the folks at home what the cash word is. It's worth $1,000. And there it is. We're ready for clue number one, please, Lindsay.
Hanging.
Lynching.
Clue number two.
Place.
Gallows.
Yes. Would you like to hand that to him? The highest, I'm starting to resent him. And I really shouldn't. It's not my money. What do I care? I don't know. This is okay. Try this one, big guy. You want to take that? Take that that monitor there, if you will. Our celebs get the? Come on, you people take them, and we change places too, because the score is 300-0 favor 10. Come on, let's go. Let's keep it moving. That's it. Okay, here come, boy, have we got a word for you now. Here is a $300 puzzle. If you're ever going to stop them, this is the time, Jan. Let's go. Let's see the first word, please. There it is. All right, Lindsay, start us off.
Crazy.
Insane.
All right, Barry.
Untamed.
Wild.
Perfect clue. That's a perfect clue.
If he gets it on this, I'm going home.
Yes, right. All right, now wait a minute. Everybody, put on your seatbelts. Here we go. For the game, we have on the board wild, Ted. What could it be?
Marlo Perkins.
Is it Marlon Perkins?
No, and it's not.
Wait a minute. Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure? They're brokenhearted out there. Okay, well, that's very sweet of you. Your sympathy is appreciated. Next word, please. Okay, Barry.
Batman?
Robin.
Yes. Wild Robin for the game, Ted.
Blech. Ostrich.
Is it a blech ostrich? That's probably an exotic version of that I don't know about. Okay, here we go. Next word, please. I repeat everything he says. Okay, Barry.
Ovum.
Egg.
Yep, perfect. There is no slouch either, you know. Have you said anything yet? My goodness. All right, wild robin and egg for the game, Ted.
Oh, one of two. Is it speckled?
Is it speckled? You know what it is? Of course you know what it is. What a stupid question. Does anybody else know what it is? That's the question. All right, here we go. Next word, please. All right, Barry.
Extraterrestrial.
Alien.
That's it. Perfect clue, by the way. All right, wild robin, egg, and alien for the game, Ted.
Oh, my God. Throwing out its nest.
Is it nest? No, I don't know, but he doesn't either. Next word, please. Okay, Barry.
Tragedy?
Comedy.
Yes, that's it. And here we are. And that's all there is. Wild, robin, egg, alien, and comedy for the game.
Mork and Mindy.
Is it Mork and Mindy? Yes, it is. Unbelievable.
Did you go get some money now?
I mean,
I have so much
That was extraordinary. I think you never even got a chance for the whole last four words. You never said a thing.
I've enjoyed myself so much.
Well, Jan, I'm sorry, but we do have a tournament of losers. I'm not supposed to promise anything, but if we last another year, we have a tournament of losers, you're going to be back, okay?
Thank you so much.
Nice having you with us. Thank you. Good luck. We're gonna break away, and we'll come right back, and Ted's going to go over and go for $20,000. See you in a minute. What do you say about that? We're fresh out of time. Thanks for watching. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow. Bye.